Good afternoon, everybody. Gator and Kang with you today. Doug is out, a little under the weather. Hopefully, he'll be back with us tomorrow. But apparently, something's going on in the building. Had several people dropping like flies. So, do the smart thing. Wash your hands. Try not to touch your face. And keep a distance. It's really the 6 feet rule, too, Kang. It's probably wise. Stay away from each other. Oh, man. It's no good.
I'm just trying to get through the day, Gabe.
Yeah, I think we're all trying to get through the day.
Shout out to Bobby for coming in, by the way.
Absolutely. Way to go, Bobby.
Thank you.
But it's look, it's an easy day to talk about things because it's fun to talk about a Lions victory when they win 52-14. It's fun to talk about it not only just from the winning standpoint, but also because you watch the game, and despite the fact that they win, you know, by 38 points, you know there's things that still need to improve on. The defense was so good in the second half. They created turnovers. You know, they pitched a shutout in the second half of the game. But the same problem is with this team that was there a couple weeks ago when Aiden Hutchinson got hurt. They don't have a pass rush. In the two games since, yeah, they got four sacks against the Vikings, but it felt like those were coverage sacks, and it came so with so much, you know, time. Darnold had all day to throw. And then the game yesterday, Lions had one sack, and it came on a play that was a missed blocking assignment that allowed Alex Anzalone just to scream right through the line and make a play when he was unblocked. Other than that, yeah, they got a little bit of pressure at times on Mason Rudolph, but not enough. There were probably a couple of plays where they could have sacked Mason Rudolph, and he squirmed through. That's okay. I'll recognize that. But I don't think it's enough where you say, Lions are good. Go to the trade deadline. They don't need to add anything. Not a thing. No, that's not the case. They need to add. They need to add something significant. But as time is going by and, you know, you have another opportunity for an owner to speak, and Mark Davis did, trying to be as emphatic as possible, he's not trading Max Crosby. That's what he says. The fact that he doubled down on it, Kang, does that make you think, okay, he's for real now?
Yeah, I've always thought that was a dream, a pipe dream, you know. And I think that your mind maybe starts to wander and a little bit when they trade Davante Adams. Because like, all right, well, I know he wasn't happy. He kind of he asked for the trade out, but that means maybe they are starting to sell, right? So does that mean Max Crosby's available? I made the analogy was, you know, last week, you go to a garage sale and Davante Adams was on the table outside in the driveway, but you see Max Crosby inside the house.
Right.
And you're like, listen, I see your Davante Adams out here, but do you have a price on that Max Crosby right inside the house? Because I want that. You know, that's what I want. I don't want the stuff you're trying to pawn off to everybody else.
Baby clothes,
no.
But I was looking for that that coffee table that you have inside.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Really good.
That's nice.
No, we know it's nice, and we're keeping it.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, I've asked the owner multiple times now, and he's like, dude, get the hell off my driveway, right?
Yeah, you're about to be escorted.
Yeah, I'm not selling the coffee table. So I've moved on. I want something else. I've moved on to a different, you know, different neighborhood. Let me ask you this, Gator. After a dominant win like that with the Lions, are you more? Do you want the Lions more than ever to get defensive help on the front four? Are you the same or are you less then?
It's going to sound like a cop-out, and it's not meant to be. I've always been at the same level, which is you've got to get somebody. You have to get somebody. And I'm willing to be patient to hold out for the best player you can get. I think it's obvious Crosby's not there. Myles Garrett? I don't know. Cleveland won yesterday with Jameis Williams in dramatic fashion. Are they going to sell off Myles Garrett? I don't think they want to sell off Myles Garrett. When Myles Garrett showed up to game day looking like the Terminator because he went and got some makeup and a mask and stuff, and he looked awesome as the Terminator walking in, I think he wants to stay there. Now, if he's available, of course, go get him. And yes, I'd offer a lot to get him. I don't think he's available. So is there another player out there anywhere near that ilk? And I think the answer is no. Those are the two guys. So if they're not, then I don't have to worry. We don't have to have this discussion about first-round picks anymore. You can start talking about other players. And maybe the talks will start to amp up here about Trey Hendrickson, the defensive end with the Bengals. Cincinnati lost yesterday, 37-17 to Philadelphia. Philadelphia's a team that's got all this talent, but they just can't seem to put it together. They put it together yesterday. And they took care of business against Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati is banged up, but you know, when you're 3-5, your prospects don't look very good for the season. And now you're a week away from the trade deadline. You've got a piece that, that could fetch, you know, a high price. It's not a first round pick price, but it's probably what, a third round pick, maybe?
You can get something.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what it costs to get Hendrickson, but damn well should be interested. And he's you know, he played in New Orleans before he was in Cincinnati, so there's maybe some familiarity there. Za'Darius Smith is the other name that keeps being brought up and probably likely had for, you know, a lesser price. Is that somebody that Cleveland is willing to move? I imagine they would be, but it's players of that ilk. There's Granderson, Carl Granderson from the Saints that might be somebody. Arden Key was the player in yesterday's game that showed up and beat Taylor Decker, but Arden Key doesn't have this like long track record of being a great defensive end or edge rusher. He's got 3 sacks on the season, and I think he had 2 of them yesterday. So, and his high sack total in his career is 6.
Yeah, but that's the type of player you're probably going to get at this point.
Right, and I'm not arguing, because is that guy better than the guys we're parading out there now? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, unfortunately. Like, the thing is, we've already talked about this. You're not going to get a player to replace Aiden Hutchinson.
No.
That dude was on his way to winning the Defensive Player of the Year, so they don't just fall off trees.
He's still the leading pressure, has more pressures than anybody else in football, and he's missed 2 games. And that's, by the way, the Lions only played 7. Some of these guys have played 8. And he's still the leading guy.
Yeah, so you're not replacing that guy. I mean, the closest guys that we could think of course, were Max Crosby and Myles Garrett, 2 guys that maybe were on the block, which we don't think they are. So what you're going to do is you're going to get a lesser guy, which means less compensation, though, you have to give up. They need a guy that it occasionally can beat his man one-on-one, and they don't have that right now, and that's the problem. You can't scheme up blitzes and stunts every single time to get home. They have to have a guy, which was like Hutchinson, who could beat his guy. Now, you're not going to beat him on a consistent basis like Aiden was beating all the left and right tackles he was facing. But at some point, right, what James Houston was doing a couple years ago, he was beating his man.
Yeah.
You need a guy like that to, hey, every now and then come up and beat your man and get to the quarterback.
I think James Houston had a pressure yesterday. I think he had a pressure.
I saw him playing out there, yeah. And I know you were
focused.
He didn't
play much. I would guess he was less than 10 snaps. But he did have a pressure, and yes, I am watching him. I mean, we saw Isaiah Thomas out there, Muhammad's out there, but and they were playing without Pascal.
O'Connor's out there. I mean, they're trying everybody out there, but those guys.
They're going to have to get somebody. I mean, you agree with me? You got to get somebody.
Yes.
Is it more of a sense of urgency for you, or were you always at that high
level? I've always at the same, like, hey, this is the window, go get your guy. I was just more reserved on who they could get, and I think it's a guy like Za'Darius Smith or less. But Za'Darius Smith would help this team out, by the way.
He would. And, you know, do I think they need to get it done this week? I wouldn't be upset, because you're playing Green Bay. I don't have a problem with that. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and your texts or next up here. We'll continue with that here on 97.1.